This is the BBC.
Here is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Chris launches his fake boyfriend service if your parents are like, why haven't you got a boyfriend on Valentine's Day? Also, people sending flowers to themselves, bangers, and why I might be in a bad mood. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Bruno and Cardi, Finesse, and then it was 21 Pilots and Heathens. Good afternoon to you. This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Scott.
Welcome to Wednesday, Valentine's special Bumble Wednesday happening. Don't know how we're going to make it Valentine's, but like we'll find a way. Clean Bandit and Julian Michaels coming up, and now it's Family Feud. It's Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Super Bowl goals. My wife in the crib feeding the kids liquid gold. We on a whole different mode. The kid that used to pitch bricks can't be pigeonholed.
Scott Mills, BBC
Radio 1.
Where it begins.
We like to do this every year. We did it last year. We like to offer a fake boyfriend service. Because today is Valentine's Day, and a lot of mums and dads, a lot of your parents will be like, so, what's happening boyfriend-wise, or what's happening girlfriend-wise? And, like, you're probably not even interested in having one at the moment, but today it will be magnified because it's Valentine's
Day. Yeah, and you might not even really be interested in having that discussion with your parents constantly, because it's a little bit cringe. Oh, why haven't you settled down yet? And all that kind of stuff. Rubbish.
Because I'm 18.
I'm fine. I'm doing all right.
So what we do is we offer Chris up as a fake boyfriend. We tweeted about this earlier. We had a massive response. So we're going to do that at 3:10, and we're going to remind you of how one went quite wrong last year at 1:40. Chris calls the mum or dad and just says, hey, I'm the new boyfriend.
It's a free service as well. If this is something that really takes off, we plan to earn an absolute packet out of
it. Yeah, like we'll be minted. So that's coming up. We'll remind you of last year's at 1:40. Also, asking Alexandria and the Vamps and brand new music from a rapper from Birmingham called Mist, which Annie Mack and Charlie Slough have been playing. That's coming next. Valentine's Day is weird because, like, if you're in a relationship, all good. Happy for you. In love, good. But it's constant people doing pictures of them and their other half on their Insta stories. But then also, like if you're single, like, fine. You know what I mean? Like, everyone's stressing about it. Don't worry about
it. What's the situation if you're in a relationship but then receive a Valentine's card? I'm not in that situation, but I'm saying, could I have, say, sent you a Valentine's card just for a respect thing?
Yeah.
Just like, you know, I love you like a brother. Here's a Valentine's card.
That's what I mean. I've had quite a few messages from people today going, oh, I'd like saying just happy Valentine's, friends.
Yeah.
It's a day of love.
In card form, it seems to be more sinister.
Yeah. No, I haven't gotten any cards like that. Not like from friends. That'd be weird. But like, it's kind of a pointless day, like, because I don't think you should need one day to show someone you love them. It should be all the time, Chris. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's what people say when they can't be bothered to buy anything.
Yeah.
I do this every day.
Yeah. I love you every day. All right. This is new music. This is Mist and Game Changer.
Still Bangles.
BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Scott Mills. Where it begins.
Hot like Nelly, legend in the game, Machiavelli, Glastonbury. Yeah, you see me on the telly. I'm a very calculated, never miss a penny.
I'm obsessed that today some food places are like offering free kebabs. You can get at some outlets, a free 6-inch from the one that rhymes with Wobbway.
A lot of them are buy one, get one free as well, so twice as much food if you're single.
And a lot of the internet services are offering free stuff today, like free viewing.
Oh, okay, fine.
So, you know, like, it's just all good if you're single.
There's something for everyone.
There really is.
One. Scott Mills. BBC.
Radio 1.
One.
Where?
Begins.
And now on the show, something I've just invented just in the last 30 seconds called Oops, I've Just Been Sick in My Mouth. Can you please explain what happened to me on Good Morning Britain today? What happened with the Love Islanders?
I honestly thought it was some kind of nightmare. Right. I saw it actually going on whilst I was in the gym and I was like, is this some kind of pantomime or something? It's not. It seems to be the real deal.
Yeah, and it's not April yet, so it's not April Fools. Like, this actually happened. Jess and Dom from Love Island got married today on Good Morning Britain, right?
They've previously had a bit of stick for some of the publicity options that they've decided to say yes to. There was a time that they were opening, I think it was like a kebab store or something, they were booked to do that.
I remember that.
And they got a bit of stick and people were saying, you're just saying yes to anything, you're just doing anything for publicity, and that's a terrible thing.
Thing is, the summer was a while ago now, and what generally happens is there'll be a new series of Love Island quite soon, and all the others kind of like, well, they're off.
Washes away.
It kind of washes away.
Some remain.
Like the sea on the island. So, but yes, some remain, but not really. Tell me, two contestants from the one before this, go.
I wasn't really into it, the one before this.
Okay, I couldn't do it. Yeah, so apparently they got married in swimwear with Love Island references throughout, and they appear to have been married by Richard Arnold.
It's just like, surely this is not every girl's dream. No. Not just the Richard Arnold thing. I mean, like, I think as part of their vows at one point, she had to say, I do commit to you, even if Muggy Mike turns up.
Okay, right, so this is ridiculous. I mean, literally, they will do anything to stay to stay in the spotlight for just that little bit longer. I've got it right here.
It's a beautiful thing we're doing this morning, honestly.
I'll take that.
Jess.
Thanks, Princess.
Your turn. You're choked already, aren't you? I, Jessica Shears. Take you, Dominic Lever.
Take you, Dominic Lever.
To be my husband.
To be my husband.
I will not pie you off.
I will not pie you off.
Even if Muggy Mike comes along.
Even if Muggy Mike comes along.
In the presence of TV's Richard Arnold, I make this vow.
In the presence of TV's Richard Arnold, I make this vow.
I now pronounce you the first couple from Love Island to get married. You may kiss the bride.
Also, what made Richard Arnold suddenly be able to, like, marry people? Is he a priest?
You've covered for him before on Good Morning Britain, actually. It could well have been you marrying them.
Oh, I'd have loved that.
Scott Mills. Radio 1. BBC. Radio 1. Where it begins.
Some people can't believe what they've just heard because they didn't see it on TV. That's right, they got married in swimwear, the Love Islanders, today.
You know what, if people want to get married however they want to get married, that's all good, it's up to them. But it is a bit cringe.
We're seeing some great Valentine's cast today. What's your Theresa May one?
I've just seen this picture of Theresa May and it just says, I'd run through a field of wheat with you.
I've got a Donald Trump one here, which is great. It's saying, I wouldn't deport you.
One, Scott Mills, BBC. Radio 1. Where it begins. Why don't you give me your love?
Don't know about you, but I could really do with a bumbleo today. Just feeling the need.
Yeah. Well, I totally need that one, Scott.
Yeah, halfway through the week. Feels like a long week to me. I don't know why. So, any requests for The Gap today? Anything that you want to hear again from the show? Let us know on 81199.
One, BBC Radio 1.
Right, do you remember, I don't know whether you were listening then, last year for Valentine's Day, Chris launched a brand new service called the Fake Boyfriend Service. Now, Helen's sister, Amy, was giving her kind of a hard time for not having a boyfriend. So this is where Chris steps in and pretends to be the absolute 100% perfect boyfriend. But first, he needed to find out what Helen's sister Amy would look for in, like, the ideal guy.
My sister's ideal bloke for me would just her normal would be her number one priority, right? And local.
Okay. Can local. It not be Dean, though, because it's a real...
local.
It's got to be local.
It has to be local. Her main priorities are that he lives in the same town that we live in and that he's breeding, really.
Right,
yeah. The only thing she seems to look for.
You're not throwing your net very wide, though, if it's the same town, are you?
Well, I used to live overseas, so she wants me to find someone local so that I won't go back overseas again.
Okay, fair enough.
I can be local. So, description. Describe ideal boyfriend, please.
Tall, because I'm pretty tall.
What job would he have?
Probably something quite manual. She likes blokes who are quite handy.
No, hang on, we're talking about you, not your sister.
I'm too easygoing. This is from...
She's trying to impress her sister, Scott.
Okay, so...
I'm trying to impress my sister. Like, a mechanic would probably be good.
Okay. Fireman, yeah?
Fireman would be brilliant. Right. Because he's a nurse.
Oh, excellent. Have you tried uniform dating?
He if you were a nurse, that would be probably her dream, because she loves being a nurse and nothing beats being a nurse.
Okay.
So she wants a nurse. So here's what happened when Chris called Helen, Amy's sister, totally out of the blue, pretending to be the absolute perfect boyfriend. Didn't get off to the best start.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Sorry, I think I must have accidentally pocket called you there from the gym. I'm just working out. Quad day today. Hello? Is that Amy?
Yeah.
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 Amy, yeah, sorry, this is awkward. I'm just in the gym. My friends call me Quadzilla. Helen gave me your number in case I couldn't get hold of her. Is she with you at the moment?
No, she's not.
Oh, that's awkward. You're her sister, right?
Yeah.
Cool. My name's Hank.
Right.
I'm a local old mechanic and part-time nurse.
Right.
It's lovely to meet you finally. She's told me loads about you. You sound like the dream sister.
Right.
Helen's awesome, isn't she?
Right. So what have you rung me for?
Oh, well, whilst you're here, we might as well have a little chat. Tell me about yourself. Have you got any pets?
I wouldn't be discussing myself with someone that I don't know over the phone.
Oh, no, sure. But one day we might be family. You know, I'm a joker. I have lots of great qualities about myself. I'm really funny and I'm fit. I'm great with animals. Can you hang on a second? A small cat has just limped past me and I just want to make sure it gets across the road safely. Just give me a second. Go on. Go on. She gone?
Yeah.
She's gone?
Yeah.
I can't help but feel we just got off to a bad start there.
I think so, yeah. I think you went in too quick, maybe.
So, that's what happened this time last year on Valentine's Day. After this, hear what happened when Chris tried to call her back. Could it get more awkward? Yes.
This is Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
It's Nick Jonas and Levels on BBC Radio 1. Anything you want for the Bumbleo Gap today? I'm feeling a bit of Gemma Collins today, actually.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know what one, though. Like, because we always had...
Do you want Rewinal?
Yeah.
That one.
What do you want? Riddle why? From Celebs Go Dating. Because we have... I'm a massive fan of the dictionary a lot. So, yeah, we'll change it up today. Anything else for the Gap? 81199, The Weeknd and Kendrick Lamar, and Starley's Call On Me. Next two songs. So the first call wasn't great this time last year. Let's hear now what happened when Chris called Amy back, sister of Helen. Bear in mind, you're trying to be the absolute perfect boyfriend.
It's already clear she hates me at this point.
Here's call number two.
Hello.
Hi, Amy, it's Hank.
Hi.
I think we got off to a bad start. I'm well aware first impressions are really important, so I'm sorry about that. Obviously, me and Helen have started seeing each other and, you know, I accidentally called you. I pocket called you whilst I was in the gym working out. And now I just think it's good for us to, I don't know, to become friends. Now that we're talking to each other, it'd just be good to know more about you. Maybe you know more about me and be less awkward when we sit around the dinner table together.
Okay.
Helen's told me so many good things about you. You seem like the dream sister.
Right.
Have you got a busy afternoon ahead?
No.
I'm quite busy myself.
If you're so busy, what are you doing ringing me?
Well, I just thought it'd be good to meet the family. I just thought I'd call around. I know that you're looking after your mum's cat on Sunday on Valentine's Day, which is really good of you, of course. You seem like a really, really good person. And... And yeah, I just wanted to let you know I'm into mechanic things. I'm local. I've always been local. I've lived in your area for years and years and years, and it's just really good to finally get
so
to know you.
You've lived here years and years and years. Why have you not got a northern accent?
I moved from Watford. Also, I am a part-time actor, a very successful one. I thought this voice would impress you more. Also,
but she can't have told you that much about me if you thought a posh southern accent would impress me.
I wouldn't say it's that posh.
I don't know where you. I don't. I'm not having it. I don't understand why you've just rung me.
Okay.
Honest.
Well, I might. I'll go soon. I suppose what we could maybe do, just to leave things here, is we could almost shake hands over the phone. I'd like to send a hug your way, as you know, potentially a future brother-in-law. I guess I might be one day if things go well.
So why would Helen not have mentioned anything about you?
She's very modest, and because I'm almost perfect, she probably hasn't want to mention it to you in case you get jealous.
Right. Right, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So if you do happen to speak to Helen, because I'm sure you will, you're her sister, just know that she's got a boyfriend. He's amazing. He's called Hank. And so anyway, look, I'll see you soon. Really excited about it, sis. I'm going to go and just whittle some furniture from a single piece of beechwood. That's like what I do in my spare time as well. Like a part-time carpenter.
Oh, you're a busy bloke.
Busy bloke, yeah, busy bloke. Anyway, I better go because I'm in the gym, like I said earlier. So I'm just going to work on the muscles a bit more.
You really sound like you're in the gym as well. I can see how puffed out you are.
Yeah, I'm just... There you
I
go.
Can
you hear
music
people?
In the background, yeah.
I've got my gym buddy here. He's just squatting me. No.
Right.
He's just... What's the phrase? Spotting me. Sorry, he's just spotting me. Aren't you over there?
Yeah!
Feel the burn.
Have you got nothing better to do with your time on a Tuesday afternoon?
Okay, I'll speak to you later. All right, then.
Bye.
Bye. Ta-ta.
I don't think your fake boyfriend service works.
Oh, no.
It's certainly...
Scott Mills.
Awful.
Oh, it's horrible hearing that back, actually.
Oh, I can't bear that from last year. But we're going to go again at 3:10. We're doing another one for this Valentine's Day. Chris's fake boyfriend service returns 3:10 today. So many of you have got in touch saying, yeah, my mum and dad keep on at me. So we'll do our service again soon.
When you're low and your knees can't rise, you feel helpless and you're looking to the sky.
BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, I'm Scott Mills. This is BBC Radio 1. Bangers is one all, and it's back in 20 minutes. That was Kings Leon and Waste a Moment. I got Liam and Rita coming up, and also Dua Lipa. Are we ready to celebrate Valentine's Day and also midweek?
I'm ready.
I'm ready. Let's go.
Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
Valentine's special.
At this year's London Marathon, when runners reach the water stations around the course, they'll also be able to grab pots of lube and bottles of baby oil.
And here's a man trying to say bon appetit on our feature, Can You Eat Snow, earlier in the week.
Bon appetit.
That's bon appetit, babe.
Bon appetit.
And Patrick had a morning show called The Jazz Hole. That's one.
It wasn't.
Lift my scooter outside the dairy. Nick Minnett.
The question needs to be, what day is Father's Day?
Father's Day is on Sunday.
No, I'm actually in Honda Jazz.
I need you to speak to me again. What do you do in your spare time, India?
Well, I'm a yoga teacher.
Vegan.
And I'm a chef.
Do the horn! 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 Horn!
Horn, because Valentine's Day.
This was my first ever proper date.
Your first date?
First date.
What? Ever?
Like ever?
Ever.
Have you not ever kissed a girl before and liked it?
Oh, yeah!
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, we have a laugh, don't we? Such fun. Oh, I forgot one. I would choose a delicious milk...
Boy.
Well, boy, I would choose a delicious milkshake because I like my men like I like my milkshakes. Tempting, strong... and really thick. It's from the Take Me Out game yesterday. It was a good one. It's not a classic, it was happened yesterday.
Good point.
Hello, Richard. Wet and windy Folkingham, that's where he is. Harry in Market Raisin, Lincolnshire, in his Fendt 828. Oh, yes, banging tractor, mate. Greatest gap for a while, says Sam in Martham. Then we've got Felix, bumbling his paintbrushes off in Droitwich. Chris with the horns is a favourite of mine. Happy V-Day, says Beth in Cambridge. Alex in Stoke, standard. Charlie says it's blowing a hoolie in Kirkwall.
Getting so many messages today. Sam and Big Mark working hard in Malvern. Sarah Callum and Brody bumbleaying to the travel agent right now.
Danny having a bumbleaying whilst hoovering in Hempstead. Anyone else? Oh, yeah, Kate. Love the gap today. Having a break from just doing some work to have a bumbleaying. That's what it's all about, see? Just have a little work break and bumbleaying.
Clapping it.
Oh.
Getting this in my mouth is too good.
Tom in Leeds is freezing on the M1, but still bumbleaing to keep himself warm. Jack's bumbleaying his treadmill off at the gym in Winchester. Hey, Jack. Any more?
Jim and Coop's bumbleaing now. I don't think I can say that off in Harrogate. Will, who's bumbleaying on a tractor right now. And hello to Phil, bumbleaying hard in Edinburgh.
And one more, Liam on the Isle of Man.
Scott Mills.
This is Scott Mills. So you know, all week on Clara's show, we're hearing from the Brit Awards, British Breakthrough Act nominees in the live lounge. Today, it was all about Dua Lipa, who did New Rules and a cover of the Arctic Monkeys. You decide who wins on the night, so you can vote for your favourite of the nominees, including Jay Huss, also Sampha, Dua Lipa, Laura Kana and Dave, by heading to the Radio 1 website. I saw a photo of Dua with her mum and dad today. Wow, what a good-looking family they are. You see that picture?
Yeah.
Wow. OK, so here is Dua from earlier covering the Arctic Monkeys in the live lounge for Clara.
Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1.
Thought of calling when you've had a few, 'cause I always do. And maybe I'm too busy being yours to fall for somebody new. Now I've thought it through.
When you hear it like that, it's just like, what incredible voice.
She's so good.
Such a talent. Dua Lipa, Do I Wanna Know, Arctic Monkeys cover from the live lounge on BBC Radio 1. Nick in Nottingham says, one of the best live lounges ever. Yes, but we have to be impartial. So it's not just about Dua, you know, it's about Jay Huss and Sampha and Laura Kana and Dave as well.
British Breakthrough Act. You can vote now on the Radio 1 website. And remember, you decide this, so on the night it's your favourite that gets through and wins.
Right, I'm going to be honest here. I feel like you're kicking off a bit of a bad vibe today.
Why?
And I thought we should address this now.
Why? What have I done?
I don't know. It's some kind of weird aura you're kicking off right now, Scott. Why? What's wrong? Was it a lack of cards this morning? Or?
No. I'm getting it tonight, apparently.
Oh, it is a lack of cards.
It's not that. I reckon there's been a last minute rush. I think someone's had to go to the one that rides with Hoonpig.
Mills.
This is Scott Mills. I have got George Ezra's new track and also your absolute favourite in the whole world at the moment, Zed.
Oh, brilliant.
It's
good
the
news.
It's the one with Hayley Williams, Stay
yes,
the Night.
Yes, brilliant.
Stay the Night is coming up. Earlier, me and Chris sent out a tweet for today's show going, are your parents annoying you because you haven't got a boyfriend on Valentine's Day? Chris is up for calling your mum and pretending to be your new boyfriend to get them off your back. Ellie has just tweeted me going, oh, how's my Valentine's Day going? Well, my sister just DM'd me this tweet, so I think that tells you everything you need to know.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
We're going to try Chris's fake boyfriend service again at 3:10. We did it last year. I mean, it wasn't successful.
No, it wasn't.
But you never know. So we're going to call someone's mum, who's always going, why haven't you got a boyfriend? And you're going to be that guy.
I'm going to be the ideal boyfriend.
Hello, Emily in Colchester.
Yes.
You're right.
Yes, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
You criminal solicitor.
That's me.
That's a cool job.
Thanks. It's interesting. Yeah. It's really interesting.
So, Valentine's Day, what's happening for you today?
I'm not really sure. I mean, I've got plans to have dinner with my partner after work, but he has a habit of surprising me, so that might change.
Oh, don't ever expect a surprise. That's never a good idea.
Did you get any? Did you get anything this morning from him?
I did. He sent me flowers to my work.
To work. Now, Emily, I find this interesting because he could have just given you the flowers, but I think whenever you send a Valentine's gift to someone's work, it's almost like planting a flag. It's like sending a big flare up saying, back off, everyone.
She's got a boyfriend.
Taken.
She's mine. You can see this because I've delivered the flowers to work.
Well, I wasn't actually even there when they arrived, which is a bit of a shame.
Oh, rubbish.
Did you send something to his work?
No, I didn't.
See, I've got mad respect as well. The other way around, when people send, like, pizzas or food to the office.
Yeah.
It's just awesome when that happens.
And did
That's
you get
not a bad idea.
Did you get a card?
No, well, not yet. We're doing presents later on tonight.
Oh, yeah. So he hasn't bought one.
We're in the same...
I'm a bit lazy. I don't want to get out to do it, so we should be doing the evening.
Yeah, we're in the same situation. I'm assured that mine will be in the post by the time I get home. So let's see. Let's see about that.
Fingers
crossed. Yeah. This is what I've got for you today. Whoop, whoop. It's Country Grammar by Nelly.
Okay.
That's my choice.
Yeah,
I've heard that for ages.
All right, Emily, or you can have my choice, which is this. It's MGMT Kids.
I'm a massive fan of both of those. I'd be happy with either of those.
Yeah, that's a really, really tough call. So I normally go with Scott.
They always say
but,
that, don't they?
I think I'm going to have to break tradition and go with Chris.
Come on.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Oh, yes. Annoying that it's 2-1 to Chris, but a deserved win, I think, for kids. MGMT on bangers.
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, Chris, fake boyfriend service coming up in 20 minutes. And music from Sigrid and Zed. I forgot this earlier. Sorry, Claire, 24, from Chelmsford, but now living in Leesburg, Virginia.
She has been living in Virginia for 6 months today. She's got six more to go. Downloads the podcast every day to remind her of home. We're supposed to do this in Bambalayo, sorry. But she says, I'll hear it on the podcast if you do this for me today. Love our abroad listeners. Hi, Claire. Hope you're having a good day.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Valentine's Day. Meh. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
What do you mean?
I'm just saying.
You're writing it off.
For a lot of people, like, either don't care or, like, it's a bit hard because they're not with anyone. I'm just like, just meet some friends or whatever. Also, in Canada, someone told me, they all send Valentine's card to their friends. Like I said, I got a lot of messages earlier going, Happy Valentine's Day, but just from mates. Because love, you know? Love.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah. Show some love to just people around you. Doesn't need to be that sort of love,
exactly.
love.
Sophie, who works on the show, is not happy today.
Understandably. Can we talk about this? Yes, we can.
Are we allowed?
Yes.
Oh, no. Sophie, are we allowed?
Can we talk about this? Yeah.
Right, she's got a card from her boyfriend that says, I woof you.
I woof you,
and,
everyone.
It's got a dog on it, and she hates dogs.
It's well embarrassing. And also, apparently, it's their anniversary on Valentine's Day as well. So it's like double whammy.
Scott Mills, BBC
Radio 1. Where it begins.
Right, are your parents or your family, like, constantly onto you to get a boyfriend or a girlfriend, especially today because it's Valentine's Day? Well, my friend Chris here can help you out with his fake boyfriend service. Good luck, everyone. It didn't go so well last year. Right, we've got Amy on the line. Amy, where do you live, please?
Scotland.
Where do you live in Scotland?
Edinburgh.
Okay, and how old are you?
18.
And is your mum on your back all the time going, get a boyfriend, well, why haven't you got a boyfriend?
Yeah, like, all the time.
What does she say?
Oh, she, like, recently she chatted me about all these dating sites, and she's like, yeah, this one called Plenty Fish, you'd definitely, like, try it out and all that.
Mm. Right, okay, so she's telling you to go on all the dating sites.
Mm-hmm.
Why does she want you to get a boyfriend so much? You're 18.
Oh, I don't even know, to be honest with you. Like,
it's just hassle on Valentine's Day as well, especially, isn't it?
Oh, aye.
Has she mentioned it today because it is Valentine's Day?
Aye, definitely. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this is no offence to your mother, but we can keep the wolf from the door. This is the service that we can offer. Mm-hmm. I can call her and pretend to be like your ideal boyfriend, and then hopefully she won't bother you so much because she'll just think, oh, she's seeing someone, she's happily seeing someone.
Yeah, and she won't mention it as much then.
Mm-hmm.
What made you want to sign up for the fake boyfriend service?
I'd just get over my back.
Where is your mum right now?
She's in the living room downstairs.
Oh, she's downstairs in the house?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, is that why you're talking a little bit quiet? Okay.
Yeah.
Right. All right. So Chris is going to be the guy that your mum will absolutely love, okay?
Okay.
What's your mum's name?
Fiona.
Okay. Right. We've got enough detail. Chris, you give me the brief of how the call's going to go during this song.
Okay.
And we'll do it after this.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Where it begins.
That's the script and Rain on BBC Radio 1. So we've got Amy on the line. She wants to use Chris's fake boyfriend service here on Valentine's Day. Although, to be fair, it does have a terrible success rate so far. Hey, Amy.
Hey.
Her mum's on all the time going, why haven't you got a boyfriend? Especially today because Valentine's Day. So Chris is going to wheel out his fake boyfriend service once again. By the end of this, she's going to think, one, you're seeing someone, and two, this guy is amazing. All right, Amy?
Yes.
Okay, Amy, what I want you to do is shout for your mum, maybe head downstairs and tell her that Max, is your name Max?
I think we're going to go with Max.
Max,
yeah,
is on the phone.
Strong name.
And it's a guy that you've seen a couple of times. Give us an idea, what kind of celebrities do you think are quite nice?
I actually love Harry Styles.
Harry and Harry and Zach. So that's what you're
someone who looks after themselves a bit.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
Yeah.
So your mum's downstairs. I think to do this, Scott, what I reckon is she just shouts down for her mum to come upstairs.
Let's do it.
And then hand the phone over.
Okay.
I'll do you proud.
Good luck, everyone.
Mum. Here,
calling
the phone for you. Hello.
Hello. Is this Amy's mum?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good to finally speak to you. I've heard so much about you.
Who are you?
I'm Max Power OBE. Sorry,
right,
that
means
sounds really arrogant, doesn't it? You're Fiona, right?
Yes.
Sorry, I keep dropping my titles in when I introduce myself. It's just I find I'm often having to introduce sort of myself and the charity work that I do, all the work I do for my commitment to nature, that kind of thing, you know. I don't want it to come across a bit arrogant. It's a bit like right. saying about my 14 A's at A-levels and my honorary scholarship from the University of Edinburgh for philanthropy.
Well, good for you. So who are you, though?
Oh, my name's Max. So what I wanted to do was hopefully have a little chat with you away from Amy, because I wanted to decide what kind of Valentine's present would really impress her.
All right.
And obviously we've been seeing each other for a while, and I thought, who would know her better than her own mother?
You have, like...
Yeah.
How long have you been seeing her? Like, how have I not known about this?
Sorry, can you hear me? I know there's a lot of background noise at the moment. I'm just on a building site at the moment.
Yeah, I can hear you.
That's a drill. And I'm just building a cat orphanage for all those poor little cats out there who need a home.
All right, I can like cats. I'm a dog person.
No. Well, we could... Yes, fine. Well, maybe I'll knock up a dog shelter next.
All right.
So I was just wondering, what do you think she would like as a present?
I don't know. We want just a girl like. Girls like diamonds.
Diamonds, yeah. Is there anything slightly cheaper that she might like?
Oh, she likes clothes and shoes, bags.
Yeah. Well, I like clothes and shoes as well. In fact, some people say I'm very much like Harry Styles.
Bags, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, very much like Harry Styles. I sort of dress the same as him. We're into the same type of things.
I'm glad that you're seeing her, not me then. I don't like Harry Styles.
And by the way, I should say that you as a mother, you sound absolutely perfect. You sound like you're a very lovely lady.
Thank you very much.
And it would be an honour to be your son.
What makes you think I want you to be my son? What makes you think I think that you're good enough to be my daughter's husband?
I was hoping to make you think that I was pretty perfect.
Well, in my eyes, somebody that's pretty perfect doesn't brag about what they've got.
Yeah. Anyway, have an amazing Valentine's Day. I'm going to be buying all the presents for Amy, as many presents as I can find. I better get back to the building site, actually, and the boys, because we're nearly at the end of this cat orphanage that we're making. Oh, no, you're not into cats. And we should work on the plans for the dog orphanage as soon as we can.
Oh, that's good. Thank you.
Okay, then. Do you mind passing me back over to Amy?
Yeah, no problem. Here she is.
It's lovely speaking to you. I look forward to having dinner with you soon.
Hi.
Hey, Amy.
Okay.
Hi.
Amy, walk away from your mum.
Right.
Let us know when it's safe.
Okay. Just go back upstairs.
Okay.
Right, I'm upstairs.
How do you think that went?
I think it went well, but Amy, you couldn't really hear, I imagine, what was being said too easily.
Yeah.
How was she reacting? Because I think I did a really good job of representing your ideal boyfriend.
Well, no, she called you a bragger.
She did, actually. She absolutely hated me.
Yeah.
Oh, she proper had, like, a proper, like, red face, like...
Mm. It's actually a worse situation than before, because she now, rather than thinks that you're just dating no one, thinks you're dating an absolute cactus.
Yeah, she hated you, and also she doesn't like Harry Styles. So, like, the idea of this is to find someone, a perfect fake boyfriend. She can't bear you.
Mm.
She can't bear you. I think we've done the opposite of what we tried to do there, Amy. I'm really sorry.
Yeah. Oh, it's fine.
I think your brief for a boyfriend was just too broad for me.
Aye.
Maybe I would go and say, like, now, just go and say, tell her that you're going to finish with this guy. Like he's not for you.
All right.
Okay, sorry that messed up.
Sorry it's not worked out this time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Amy.
I'll keep looking.
One.
Okay, good. Maximum cringe. Again. Imagine if an American with a marshmallow on his head and a girl from Essex made a song together. This is what it would sound like. Marshmallow and Anne-Marie. You say you love me, I say you crazy. We're nothing more than friends.
One. Scott Mills. BBC. Radio 1.
One.
One.
Where?
It begins. Haven't I made it obvious?
My
tune of the week, I'm proud to say, is Marshmallow and Anne-Marie. That is an absolute hit. Friends, F-R-I-N-D-S. There is an E in there, you just can't hear us say it.
Friends.
Friends. Sorry, we should have done a cringe warning there. That was ultimate. Some people are feeling a bit queasy about it.
I felt it was a little bit cringy whilst I was doing it.
Also, why don't we plan these things just a little bit more? Like a little bit more attention to detail would be good in future, you know?
What's wrong?
Why would there be cats meowing at an unbuilt cat orphanage?
Because they're homeless. They
points out Charlie.
They need the orphanage.
They wouldn't be there.
Scott Mills. Radio 1. BBC. Radio 1. Where it begins.
This is Radio 1 with Scott Mills, Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding. Valentine's Day. So, Libby, your mum owns a florist, doesn't she?
She does, yeah. She owns a florist.
So you've been delivering flowers all day for Valentine's Day?
Yep, all morning. We've got to do the rest of the night as well. So we're playing Cupid, running about, doing all that. So, yeah.
Cute. Are there people who do send flowers to themselves?
Do you know what, right? It happened today. It's so cute. There's this woman who, like, frequently she'll order flowers. And I don't think she knows that we kind of know that it's for herself every time, but she always, like, acts surprised whenever we walk up the driveway.
Aww.
And it's, honestly, I know. And I don't know whether I'm, like, inspired or, like, terrified, because it's, like, it's a bit spooky, but I think I love it.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
What, so you get to the door, you know that she sent them to herself, but she's like, yeah. Flowers for
every
me?
Time she's like, oh, my God, who's done this?
I like it. She's given herself a boost. It's good.
Yeah,
I
really like exactly, it. Yeah.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Where it begins.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.